Okay, we are on. We are in Siman Dalet, Seif Chaf Aleph. We have a few last details to finish up in Siman Dalet, and we'll finally be done with hand washing. Okay, Siman Dalet, Seif Chaf Aleph. Tzarich lizaher b'tfila o ba'achila. One has to be careful both during tefila and when eating. Shelo, meaning after they said amotzi. Shelo liga b'shok v'yarech uva mekomo tamachusim ba'adam lefi shiyish sham milmule zea. So he says that a person has to be careful when they're after they've already washed his hidayim. Again, for our purposes, we're talking primarily about tefillah. We're not going to get into the food issues. But let's say one has washed, and we've talked about this extensively beforehand. One washes their hands in the morning before they go to daven. Make sure that during davening, you don't touch any part of your body that's normally covered, which is defined as above the elbow, under the collarbone, and the entirety of the legs. What? I've actually seen, there's a guy who davens near me in the Bekenesa that I daven in, and on his tefillah shel yad, on the box, he has a sticker that says, "Don't touch arm."
How do you manage it?
Since I saw that and learned this at the same time, it was the first time that I saw it. He started davening there, and I started learning at the same time. I've been maneuvering to learn how to not touch my arm when I put on my tefillah shel yad.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and the scalpel, correct? Right, scratching your scalp. He mentions here just the covered parts of the body, but 100%. Any of the things that we talked about that you can't touch, 100%. And we also talked about a long time ago, but just to remind ourselves that, remember, if you're saying al netilat yadayim, the only way you can say al netilat yadayim is if you have both the rosh and the rashba. The only way to have both the rosh and the rashba is if you're washing because you just woke up and it's before Shmona Esrei. So if you wash al netilat yadayim before you start davening and then you touch a part of your body that's mechayev you to wash again, then you can't say al netilat yadayim again because you don't have both reasons. But you also then retroactively made your first bracha levatala, because you washed for tefillah, but you never actually used it for tefillah because you were mechayev yourself to wash again when you touched your body before Shmona Esrei. So one, be careful not to do it because of that. Two, if you do it, you have to wash again, just without a bracha, before Shmona Esrei, even if you're in the middle of davening. Okay? Because those areas have a lot of sweat in them. It doesn't matter. We talked about Rav Shlomo Salman says it's a little plug. Either way, if you touch that part of your body, you have to wash. Oh, exactly what you said, Lynn. There you go. And also not to scratch your head. There you go. But all the places that are normally uncovered, if you touch your face or your hand or your forearm, this is the forearm, right? This is the, yeah, forearm's lower part. Touch the forearm, whatever. If any places that are normally uncovered, that's totally fine. There's nothing to be concerned about.
Why not the scalp?
What?
Why not the scalp?
That's, he says, when you scratch your head. If you touch
why
it,
is it why?
Why not? Because that's a revealed
part. Also, Bimalizea, assumably, it's always covered up by your hair. I don't know. But we assume that if you touch your scalp, you have to wash. In Sif Katan Memtet, the Mishnah Berurah points out, V'huadin b'shashu osik b'torah. This also applies to Lima Torah. Rav Nevinsel says on this that while it's true that one should wash one's hands before they learn Torah, and if they touch any covered part of the body while they're learning, if going to wash after touching any of the mekomos ha-mechusim, any of the covered parts of the body, will cause bittul Torah, then you could just wipe your hands on culminated manaki. You can just wipe your hands off. We'll talk about that in 1 second. What you can do as a b'dieved, if there's no water available, which in this case, if it's going to cause bittul Torah, becomes a lechatchila. We'll talk about that in a moment. Tov. We covered all this. Great. Let's go to Chafbet. Im ein lo mayim, right, which is what we just said we're going to talk about. If the person, what happens if there's no water? What happens if there's no water available and you need to wash your hands? Yikanach yadav bitzur o ba'afar o bekol mide demenaki v'yivarech al nikiyus yadayim. So if a person doesn't have water available, they can wipe their hands off on a rock or on dirt or any abrasive surface. That's how we're going to translate kol mide demenaki, any type of abrasive surface. Meaning, let's say I were to accidentally, while we're learning here, scratch my head, right? I'm doing it with my yarmulke, so we're good, right? I scratch one of my fingers, and I scratch my scalp. So that would be tircha for me to say, hold on one second, go all the way to the back, wash my hands, come back, and pause the whole shear. So what can I do? How do I get around it? So what you can do is you have to find something that's abrasive. So this actually wouldn't count. This table is actually very smooth. These chairs, I think, can already count as an abrasive surface. The front of the chairs.
Doesn't it be something which is wood also, or no?
If it's wood, no, it doesn't have to be wood. But if it's, meaning he says afar or tzor, he says a rock or even dirt, even like rough dirt, rough ground. You're saying so it makes your hands dirty. The point is what does it count as halachically dirty? But here I would say even this already, the front of this chair is considered rough enough that again you wipe your hands. Now when you're wiping your hands, remember drawing back all of the things that we learned about. You have to do it like you were to wash your hands, meaning all the minimum requirements apply. Preferably, you can't just scratch your scalp and then go like this. Just wipe your fingers. You have to wash your hands or wipe your hands. So preferably until the wrists. So you have to do the whole front and the whole back. Minimally, at least until the knuckles, but it's all the same type of things. You're doing it in place of washing the whole front and the whole back of at least the fingers until the knuckle. But whenever one scratches their head, touches a part of their body, and they can't just run, and they're in the middle of a meeting, they can't run out, they're in the middle of some... If you can't go and wash, so that's also a totally legitimate way. Even easier if you have a tissue on your desk, a tissue box on your desk, or available to you.
If you just lose the scratching at one time, you have to both hands anyway?
I think you can probably get away. I'm not 100% sure, but I think you can get away with one hand.
Okay.
Yeah, the hand they use, I think. Rav Berkowitz says that you should not wipe your hands on your on the clothing you're wearing, because that's just not coveted to what you're wearing and what you're doing.
Until it tilts your dime, you're not allowed to do that.
Right, meaning we always try not to use our clothing as like a tool other than to be our clothing. So you shouldn't. But if let's say there's a sweater sitting on your desk and you're doing kol midi d'manaki, that's fine. Just the idea is not to just wipe on the clothing that you're wearing while you're wearing it. But if you have a scarf in your bag or something like that, that's also would be totally fine. Again, when you scratch your head, your hands aren't significantly dirty. You're doing it to fill the halacha of making sure that you have clean hands. So if you use your scarf, use your scarf. Now he says if you don't have water and it's the morning, you say a bracha ab al Nikius Yadayim. How does the Shulchan Aruch, how does the Mishnah Berurah Paskin on that? He says, Al Nikius Yadayim, says the Mishnah Berurah Nunchet, Yish Omrim Degam Bazem Mivarchim Al Nikius Yadayim, Mikol Makom Kol Achronim Lo Zazu Mipsaka Shulchan Aruch. So if for some reason you wake up in the morning and you're on a tiul and you'd be really stupid if you're on a tiul and don't have any water, but if you're on a tiul and you have no water available to you, then you could wipe your hands off on something one time on each hand. And you're actually can daven. That's enough for Netilas Yadayim in the morning. You see the bracha of Al Nikius Yadayim, and it's enough in the morning to be yotzei in order to be able to daven, to do tefillah. What's the problem, though? What else do you have on your hands in the morning? Ruach ra. So that means a few things. One is this will work, just wiping your hands on something abrasive and saying Al Nikius Yadayim. That's good enough to daven. But it's not good enough for Ruach ra, which means it's preferable to, but you don't need to get rid of Ruach ra in order to daven. And in this case, you still need to get rid of the Ruach ra at some point. Meaning the Ruach ra is still in your hand, so you can't touch any orifice. You have to be very careful. It's still bad that it's on your hand. You still got to get it off, but at least you can daven.
Is the process the same for Nikius Yadayim, that you're going to make the Ruach ra after you do it?
Yes. Yeah, I would assume so. So he says, "Vio tefillah." Therefore, it will count for tefillah, like we just said. Avalola ha'avir ruach ra shalehem, which is what we just explained. But it's not going to remove the ruach ra. Let's quickly do the last siman here. Asif here. Lo tiknu netilas yadayim ela lekriyat shema l'tefillah. This is almost like a summary type of thing, which things that we've seen in great detail. You don't need netilas yadayim except for kriyat shema and tefillah. Of al birchos hashachar yachol levarech kol netilah. You can even say birchos hashachar before netilah, based on what we talked about extensively all throughout last semester. Again, preferably, you wake up, you go to the bathroom, and you're washing your hands after your morning routine before you're even saying, asher yatzar. Elokai Neshama and Birkas HaTorah, you should still do it at the beginning of your morning, but technically speaking, you can even say Birkas HaShachar without davening, without washing your hands yet, but you certainly need to do it for Kriyat Shema and for Shemona Esrei. Elaim Kein Hu Yashin Al Mitato Arom Ashaz Israel Askir Hashem Yishinaka Otam. Then it would be usher, if a person sleeps without any clothing when they sleep at night, then it would be usher to say Hashem's name until they wash them. We assume that even in our pajamas, which have parts where our parts parts of our body are exposed that are considered mekomos hamechusim, that would apply, and that means that when a person wakes up in the morning, they either need to say, they need to wash. Meaning you need to wash in the morning before you say brachos, because we assume that you touch some part of your body while you're sleeping. That would be a chayv in a bracha in the same way as if you were not wearing clothing. There are a few more Mishnah Berurahs here, but that's basically it, and a lot of it's review of what we've done. We'll finally wrap up washing your hands here with this, and we'll start to plow forward into a lot of other issues in terms of the morning, with saying God's name, Asher Yatzar, Elokei Neshama, and eventually Berachos HaShachar as we go along the semester. Shkol, everybody.